from 5,000 feet in Fort Davis to 3 feet in Jamaica Bay, where liberty's threatened in Texas. Count on Pratt on Texas to sound the alarm. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day on this Monday, Thursday in Holy Week of 2024. More reporting out bolstering all I've told you about the demise of those so-called fraud charges on Ken Paxton that were held onto for 8 years without trial. We've also got the rig count, rotary rig count out, because tomorrow Baker Hughes will be closed, so they have it out today. Cruz up over Allred in new polling, and more from the campaign stack. There's border news and our follow-up on the big bombshell of the charges being dropped after more than 8 years on Ken Paxton is our Lone Star story of the day. It's sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. My friends, you can listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of the show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. Join the listener club while you're there. We'll be sending out a big, big piece coming up this next month. As I told you last month, I've always prided myself in that I don't send much out except when it's important or there's an event to promote. But I get so many questions from listener club members saying, well, am I still a member? I hadn't gotten anything in a long time. Because there'll be times I go 4 months without sending anything out. Well, since I don't write a column every day like I used to, but I do write a monthly column, I have made that starting last month. We're experimenting with this, calling it the Pratt Periodic. I'm going to try to send it out regularly, at least monthly, sometimes a little extra when you have an election or something. And I will have in this next month's piece a very, well, it could be New York Times Sunday Magazine feature length. I really cut it down to about double the length of a standard column. And again, could have easily been 3,000 words or more. But pretty much summarizing the entire issue of this Paxton debacle over the years, going back to 2014. And that will be a column published in the Buffalo Gap Roundup News coming up in their April edition, assuming they get it in there. I'm a little late getting it to them, but I believe they were holding the space. It's a lot of space, so very nice of them to do so. But I will have that out to the listener club along with other tidbits and things you need to know about coming up in the next Pratt Periodic in a couple of weeks, maybe a week. Maybe a week and a half, something like that. All you need to do is go to PrattOnTexas.com, join the listener club. It's free. I don't give your information, sell it, or anything to anybody. I actually process those joins myself. I process the unsubscribes, everything. I mean, it truly is my personal listener club, and you get a direct-to-me email address that doesn't have any of the filtering and all that stuff as being a member of the listener club, and I read those first before I even read my personal business mail every day. So you can do that at PrattOnTexas.com. Oh, but while I'm mentioning it, it is Holy Week, and on Holy Saturday, there will be a performance, and oh, how appropriate, 33 AD. It's all about these characters, the kind of the side characters involved in the crucifixion and resurrection there in that time of Jesus. And so great time, 3 o'clock Saturday, Ragtown Gospel Theater and Post. What a fabulous place. It's a great play. Really is thought-provoking. They'll be out there. It's inexpensive. Get out there, get your reservation made online, or just call them up. Go to ragtown.com for all the details. They'll be there with the show on Saturday, Holy Saturday this year. All right, my friends, the rotary rig count out from Baker Hughes. U.S. lost a net of 3 drilling rigs. Texas took a bit bigger hit. Texas lost a net of 4 drilling rigs. We're down to 290. That's 86 fewer rigs than were drilling for oil or gas at this time last year. Now, the Permian bit in New Mexico has just been booming. In fact, New Mexico added 5 more rigs this week while we lost. Unfortunately for them, the Biden administration is now doing more chicanery to try to put a stop to oil and gas drilling, this time on federal lands and with the BLM. And we'll see where that goes, my friends. Now, more business news. Home Depot is paying $18.25 billion for SRS Distribution. SRS Distribution is a company based in Collin County in McKinney. And it's a leading construction materials distributor. They have a sales force of more than 2,500, working from 760 branches across 47 states. So Home Depot is buying them because Home Depot is wanting that network to beef up its, you know, they're a retailer, but they also serve contractors and people. And of course, they want to be the big source for bigger contractors everywhere. SRS just built a new corporate headquarters and moved into a new corporate headquarters at the end of 2021 in the Craig Ranch development off State Highway 121 in McKinney, a big, fast-growing area. And now they're being bought by Home Depot. Kroger closing at three of its e-commerce fulfillment facilities in Texas and Florida. They're located in Austin, San Antonio, and Miami. They just haven't been able to make the sales work the way they wanted. And the Cotton Bowl renovations are underway in Fair Park. Fox 4 tells us renovations began today at Cotton Bowl Stadium. Stadium opened in 1930. It's undergoing a $140 million project of upgrades, including widening the concourses, adding more concession stands and bathrooms, and including some escalators and all of that there at the great Cotton Bowl. I haven't wanted to go to the Cotton Bowl and sit in it, even though it's a wonderful historic place since that debacle that Texas Tech had in there and I was present for, and that was just awful. I still have trauma over that from all those years ago, my friends. Seems like yesterday, and I'm thinking that was 28, 9-something years ago, almost 30 years ago. Man 31 picked up girl walking in Waco and sexually assaulted her, according to an affidavit reported on by KWTX. He picked up a 15-year-old girl who was walking and then took her, Braden Rodriguez 31, that's what they allege. And she reported the stuff and had his phone number and everything else. Then terrible things that go on out there. How about this one? Man accused of selling images of child sex assault and bestiality, reported by the Express News. Bayard County resident Tristan Reuben McClelland, 21 years old. How's a 21-year-old find himself in down that sewer? Well, it's the society in which we live. The devil's all around us. Laredo man, four others trafficked military-grade firearms for the Mexican cartels. Laredo Morning Times says that U.S. Attorney's Office has rounded these people up. One was from Laredo, others were from Hebronville and Falls City. Sad story out of Oklahoma. Two Texas rodeo women were killed in an Oklahoma bridge collapse. The Hearst papers reporting they were returning to South Texas from a fair in Arkansas. Gail Shanahan, a 49-year-old horse trainer, was hauling her prize-winning horses home Sunday morning when a barge hit two support beams of a bridge along I-40 in Weber's Falls, toppling a 500-foot section into the Arkansas River. So it wasn't just the massive problem of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that something hit. A barge hit one of these. And Maggie Green of San Antonio was riding with her, and they lost their lives in that accident. Terrible. Good news. An Amarillo postal worker was named National Hero of the Year for saving a woman from a vicious dog attack. It was Philip Moon, got the award at the National Association of Letter Carriers in Washington, D.C. The Postmaster General was there, and he saved her from two attacks, that dog, and bleeding to death. So he saved her twice in Amarillo, and he said, "I'll be honest with you, I was scared to death. I was just running on adrenaline, but Philip Moon did the right thing. What a great guy we have in Amarillo." Back in a moment, my friends, with more on Pratt on Texas.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at prattontexas.com.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. More news from around the Lone Star State. Fox 26 reporting that Harris County game room busted. Two arrested Harris County Constable Precinct 4 investigators executed a search warrant at one of these game rooms. Constable investigators seized over 4,100 in suspected gambling proceeds, numerous illegal gambling devices, and documentation supporting illegal gambling. All that was seized. Investigators filed criminal charges on business employees. Yes, what always happens, and they get off there working at the direction of our owner. We don't even know who the owner is. And I'll tell you, my friends, I want to know where Lubbock County's game room ordinance is. These things, a lot of these, not all of them, have illegal gambling going on. There's a lot of other things going on in and around them. Commissioner Corley asked for that in, what was it, the spring of 2023? Brought forward an ordinance. It was very straightforward, very easy. It was really just basically about you having to come down if you own one and we know who you are, registering it personally and getting the license to operate personally, and a few other simple things. And county judge and sheriff and everybody reflexively lashed out against this. I mean, guys that are all for more government, more bureaucracy at every turn and everything, they go out and tell us we got to spend more because there's all this crime. They don't want to touch it. I don't know if it's just them. I don't know who it is. Somebody in the courthouse or somewhere on the food chain is on the take and making money from the illegal operators because the legal operators have nothing to fear. I have no idea who it is. But that county judge, Curtis Parrish in Lubbock County, told the citizens there he'd have something in the fall, September or October, and nothing's ever come of it. Wonder who's on the take. Fugitive sex offenders from Houston and Odessa added to the Texas 10 most wanted list, DPS announcing that. Braylon Lee Smart, 27, of Houston. He's got an evading arrest detention with previous conviction. The other one is in Odessa. Christopher Michael Anderson, 46, of Odessa, has been wanted since October of last year. Ector County Sheriff's Office issued a warrant for failure to comply with sex offender registry requirements. He's had other convictions, including a conviction on 4 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child, instance with an 8-year-old and 9-year-old girl. So, I mean, this guy needs to be registered. He was released on parole in 2017. He's 5'10" tall, weighs 175 pounds, has a tattoo on his upper right arm, which, of course, nowadays that means nothing, and scars on his back near his right eye. His name, Christopher Michael Anderson, in the Texas top 10 most wanted list. South Texas lawmaker, a state lawmaker, has asked Governor Abbott to declare an emergency for South Texas due to the water crisis. Valley Central and Border Report from NextStar says that State Rep Eddie Canales, Democrat Edinburgh, sent Abbott a letter this week asking for additional state assistance to save agriculture in the region. 50-year-old sugar mill closed last month. Border communities are considering hard water conservation methods. It could mean halting future housing developments because of dwindling water supplies. It's just water owed to the U.S. by Mexico. Canales said, please declare a state of disaster in our region. The situation has reached a point of crisis, and I believe a declaration of emergency is essential to mobilize the necessary resources to support our community. Okay, well, what are those resources? And really, because I don't like all these declarations. Governor does them all the time. Sometimes they're meaningful. Other times, I'd like to know exactly what it does for us and why that's better than the status quo. Canales asked the governor to urge the Democrat-led Biden administration and its State Department to take prompt action to make Mexico pay water it owes to the U.S. under the 1944 treaty. Isn't that funny? A Valley Democrat asking Abbott to get Biden to do something. Hey, y'all are the big Democrats. Y'all choose to be Democrats. You're the national party's worried about seats flipping there. Why don't you get some action out of the Biden administration? Mexico's paid barely 1 year's worth of water in the current 5-year water cycle, and technically and legally, they're not in debt to us until the 5-year cycle ends. They have under the treaty the full 5 years, but they're not releasing water. Even though up the upper Rio Grande, we're getting record water early from the Elephant Butte Reservoir. El Paso announced weeks ago it's coming down early and really going to help, but lower, the Mexico has these impoundments they haven't released water from. 500 workers lost their job when the Rio Grande Valley sugar growers closed in Santa Rosa. That sugar mill, this goes back to this United States can't, because of all this government crap mostly, too much regulation and expense on labor, but we just can't, world economic power, and we can't produce things here anymore. Did you know that sugar mill was one of only three in this country? The other one's in Florida and Louisiana, the other two. Now that one in Texas is gone. No, Sugar Land and great history there of Sugar Land and the great sugar and everything there, that's not produced here anymore either. City of Mission's talking about a moratorium on all housing developments over 5 acres for 60 to 90 days. I mean, they just want to be sure they've got enough water. It's really hurting. The cities have water to drink. What's happening is the agriculture, and that is a massive agriculture region in the Rio Grande Valley. They are just being hit extraordinarily hard. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. If you're in Lubbock, use them. They have in-house title examiners, makes them fast, plus they're great people. Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Learn more at hubcitytitle.com. Today in Texas history, 161 years ago today, March 28th, 1862, bunch of Texas Confederates got their butts whipped, shockingly and ingloriously, in Glorieta, New Mexico, at Glorieta Pass. They had a big key battle in the Civil War in the far west. Texans under Brigadier General Henry Hopkins Sibley's Army of New Mexico were defeated by Union forces. Confederate ambitions in the West were checked at that point. There was a mass grave there found in 1987. I've driven up to that place when I was a child. I used to spend part of the summers with my mother at the Glorieta Baptist Conference Center. So beautiful. It's just right there across the freeway where all this happened, from the entrance to that place. But not a good experience there, part of this debacle of the Civil War. In 1958, on this day, Elvis Presley arrived at Fort Hood, Texas, for basic training. He was stationed there for 6 months. Of course, nobody could stop spotting Elvis, taking pictures everywhere he went. All right, my friends. Oh, should I mention this? Oh, did y'all see this national story about this radio show where that weirdo who's the spokesperson for Biden in the White House, who knows nothing, who's not competent enough to be a student council president of a 6A high school, These leftists surround themselves with, one thing besides their political positions, it's just shocking regularly how incompetent they are. The White House tried to say that this Karine Jean-Pierre, that she, her meltdown on this show, oh, that didn't happen. They edited the video. We were just like, no, that didn't happen. Well, that's not true. And the radio host in North Carolina, Mark Garrison, disputed it, and the station did. It's nonsense. She hung up. The phone noise was purely from their end, told the Daily Caller. And they released the raw footage of the call, which the busy signal can clearly be heard after she just clicks. He just said, look, people are asking. I've been asked by listeners, what, you know, does he have dementia? Does the president have dementia? And then she just blew up and melted down over that, blah, 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 blah. And then just finally just got mad and hung up. His co-host said, I don't understand the fragility of this person. Well, I don't know why they're marveling over it. This is the way the left acts all over the world. Worldwide leftists put bullets in the heads of people who ask questions, including members of their own movement. If you're no longer on board with what the flavor of today is, they take you out and shoot you. In countries like this where they can't do that yet, They do this. They shut down. They try to stop your free speech. They try to do anything. They can't answer questions. They're not, today's leftists are not serious, are not intellectuals at all. And they're not really, I mean, they're very serious and is being a danger, but they're not serious thinkers. It seems long gone are the days when you could have a pseudo or at least fairly intellectual leftist arguing with William F. Buckley about politics and the direction of society and what the role of government is. These people are just childish. Well, that's it. Just children and mentally as well.
Fret on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
About visiting the show's official dentist in Costa Rica, a couple from Lubbock learned what I mean about turning a trip to the dentist into a vacation virtually free. We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811. We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at PrattOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance. More reporting out bolstering all I've told you about the demise of those so-called fraud charges on Ken Paxton that were held for 8 years without trial. New big piece by three writers at Hearst Papers and the Chronicle, led by Taylor Goldenstein. Before dealing Ken Paxton's fraud case, prosecutor was scrambling to buy more time, find a new partner. Buy more time? They sat on this for 8 years, ladies and gentlemen. They never wanted this to go to trial. They said that recently was scrambling to push the trial date back. What I've told you is this thing fell apart once they realized, now we got to go before a jury. We got to make a case that's not a case. It's been fraudulent. The case has been a fraud all along. The other, Schaffer, the other big hired gun, wealthy, you know, defense lawyer, he backed out a month or so ago. And told the Houston Chronicle, I read it to you the other day, there's just not much of a case. I mean, this would be really hard to convince a jury. But once that judge that they shopped it to get it in a Democrat judge and Democrat jury, set a trial date and said, no, we're not going to let this argument behind the scenes between you guys and Collin County over how much money you're getting paid, we're not going to let that stop the case from going to trial. Schaffer was out. Now they say Weiss was scrambling everywhere to find a new person to handle the case with him. And guess what? Their people told him no, quite a few. And he even went so far as to go to lefties, the George Soros lefties. He contacted the Barrow County DA, Joe Gonzalez. And he's confirmed that he reached out to him and other Soros to try to find some leftists that would help him prosecute the case. Weiss's problems began to pile up this in the story today. Pile up early this year, including when his counsel, Schaffer, appeared ready to back out of the case because they weren't being paid and amended a dispute with Collin County. Beal told lawyers on the case, that's the judge in October, she planned to hold the trial regardless. I already told you that. Now, Schaffer considered leaving the case in February. He approached Cogdell, that's Paxton's lawyer, about a possible deal letting the charges be dropped. And you get later, Weiss says, look, nobody wants to pick a fight with schoolyard bully. They didn't want to get into a rumble with Ken Paxton. Really? That's what Weiss said? Rice has been out there rumbling, demeaning this man and giving prejudiced statements to the press for 8 years about him. Harris County DA's office spokesman said Weiss reached out years ago to their office to help prosecute. They declined to help. Years ago, they're led by a Democrat. Why wouldn't they help? He declined to say why. Well, let's get to one attorney who certainly was willing to say it. Fort Bend District Attorney Brian Middleton said Weiss, the special prosecutor, that's right, I mean to say persecutor, because that's all this has been, is a political and personal persecution of Ken Paxton. They never had a case. That's why it fell apart when it came trial time. Said Weiss approached him about the case in early 2023. At some point, showing him evidence and explaining his legal theory. This is the DA in big Fort Bend County outside of Houston. Not a little county, folks. Middleton said he had concerns about the merits of the case when the persecutors actually showed him their legal theory and the evidence they had. Quote, the decision to decline his request had nothing to do with fear, because Weiss is now saying none of these guys would prosecute with me because they're afraid of the attorney general. No. The district attorney in Fort Bend County says the decision to decline his request had nothing to do with fear. It was a decision based on the law and the evidence presented at the time. In other words, there was never a case. Then they go into how he even contacted the big leftist Soros-funded guy in Bexar County. Then last-minute pivot. Initially, the special prosecutors planned to focus the entire case around the least severe of the three charges. Now, did you hear that? That means those other two things were going to the pen. They knew were nothing to it. Prosecutors planned to focus the entire case around the least severe of the three charges, the one about failing to fill out the form at the state agency to register as investment advisor, even though he had already filled out the federal one. And then it says, everyone assumed, and I was one of them, Kent, maybe the Texas Rangers, that because Paxton had acknowledged the underlying conduct in April 2014, yeah, he paid the fine. That goes back to, 2014. He paid the fine at the state agency. It's a de minimis. It's a clerical thing. It's an administrative penalty. And he paid it. And they thought, well, since he had admitted to that penalty back then with the administration, did what's right, even though he didn't agree with the law was kind of unclear and ridiculous. I disagree with it completely, because he wasn't a broker. He was simply sending referrals to a broker who then sold securities. That they thought that, he said, that was a slam dunk, Weiss said. You got to be kidding. That's exactly what his partner Schaffer said was stupid. You're not going to get a jury to agree to that. And that was what they were going to focus on. That tells you that the other two charges were that's a de minimis. That's like it's a stupid charge. And then the other two, they weren't even going to focus on those. Tells you there was nothing to them all along. Weiss said he said that about that, and he said the paperwork error, and he says, I now know it was nothing, it was anything but a slam dunk. He actually thought it was going to be a slam dunk, and now he says, oh, it wasn't. See, he's admitting it. There was no case. Weiss then and Silverman pivoted to anchoring the case around the charges related to misleading investors, but one of the alleged victims has died, and the other witnesses were not going to testify against Paxton, because it's like that Trump case. They weren't harmed. The law isn't, now here's the, I love this line, Schaffer, the one that left, he was part of this team that demeaned, Weiss did most of the loudmouthing, but they both went out and told you how guilty and nasty and everything Paxton was for 8 years, telling you they want to get this to court, but they were the ones keeping it out of court. You'll learn more about that in my big column coming up for April. But here's the quote in this Houston Chronicle story. The law isn't, quote, crystal clear, end quote, about what a person soliciting investments is supposed to tell a potential investor, said Schaefer. Paxton didn't lie. Telling you. And you've got state reps that justified some of their votes on impeachment. Said, well, we know he's guilty. He's guilty of that stuff, too. We blah, blah. They're so lazy. I've been covering this for more than the indictment, a year before the indictment came out, because it came up in the political campaign for attorney general. They are too lazy to find out. They just go along with the crowd and what leadership tells them. Now, folks, we're talking about big crimes. We're talking about Ten Commandments things, It's just wrong. It's just wrong. That doesn't mean that Mr. Paxton is a saint and that he's done everything right. He certainly has not. And there's plenty, we're all sinners. We all have problems. In his case, Ken's done some things that just he shouldn't have done. He knows it. He's repented publicly for those things and with his family. And more importantly, to his God, from what we understand and what his wife and others have said, what he said. Okay, fine. But, they try, well, you're just a Paxton backer. No, I'm for what's right. When it initially came out, I was very suspect. I didn't understand how the charges could be anything against the law. The experts in the country said, wait a minute, these things aren't illegal. Now you basically have the special prosecutors telling you there's no case here either, and that's why they dropped the charges. The fact is, I said, but I mean, they might have data. I said, yeah, whatever happens, we'll see. But then it became quite obvious it was nothing but a political persecution. And it's disgusting. And I'll tell you somebody else that the left tried to do this to. Matt Schlapp, the big leader of CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conferences, had his chairman. The chairman had his reputation destroyed, he and his family, claiming he was really a closeted homosexual and was going after all these young men. Did you catch the big story? No, because the mainstream press didn't report on it much. Paul Bedard, Washington Examiner, that guy that claimed that Schlapp was doing all these sexual things with him, has actually been, Schlapp has been completely cleared. The accuser has apologized. There's been no, put under oath that there's no compensation, no payment, nothing. All this was a trumped up lie to destroy somebody and destroy their lives. There are just people out here all around us who have no sense of integrity whatsoever. They believe the ends justify the means, which, by the way, is a philosophy of leftists and all the other evildoers in the world. And it's disgusting to see how quickly people are willing to do it, and then other people, as spectators, are willing to just egg it along without having at least a questioning mind about it.
Frant returns after the break.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Make your home office or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart. H-A-R-T heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 12-29 OE.
When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Texas political swami. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Getting into our political campaign stack, speaking of those who seem to have little to no integrity, how do you like this from Dade Phelan, the drinker of the Texas House, who is in this runoff race? He's out saying that it's inappropriate for any other members of the legislature to announce their candidacy for the speaker. Which, of course, anybody's free to do that at any time whatsoever. What do you mean it's not appropriate? Yeah, because you think since all the millionaires and billionaires that want influence have ganged up, not all of them, but lots of them have ganged up to provide you more funds for a little state house runoff race than in the history of the world, in any place in the world, you think if you're going to win, you're still going to be speaker and it's inappropriate. No, look. Dade Phelan says it's not appropriate for candidates to announce for speaker. The only people I saw cover this were the Texas scorecard. You know, he was second place, David Covey running against him. State Rep Tom Oliverson of Cypress kicked off the race, and I read you his comments. It's the things he's saying he would do are excellent. It's just what kind of arrogance must you have to believe that it's up to you to tell other members that when it's appropriate or not? I mean, you're the guy thinking you're going to continue to live in that cool apartment, that unique apartment inside the historic Capitol that just the speaker gets. You're going to keep all that power. And so, of course, to you, Dade Phelan, it's inappropriate for anybody to ever run against you. But that, folks, shows the arrogance of those who think they are a Texas aristocracy, which, by the way, is fundamentally un-American and un-Texan. But that's it. He says it's not right for people to announce a run for speaker. I just why would you say that? I mean, it just makes you look more like the little local rich kid jerk that some of your own lifelong friends said you are in the first campaign. It makes you look more so during your runoff. By the way, this runoff is going to be purely a turnout election, and you've got to understand what's going on. Phelan could hold on. I'll tell you why. I've looked at who's holding the big fundraisers for him in Dallas and in Austin. It's all the lobby and a lot of big business people. Well, they can put the word out to employees and people that, hey, if you value your jobs, you better vote. They can do it in a way that doesn't get them in trouble with the law, and they will. The Phelan family owns so much real estate down there and banking and other things that there are lots of people with loans, lots of people with leases. There are all kinds of people who can be intimidated to not only vote the big man, but to make sure that in this almost no turnout runoff at the very end of May, that they get their employees out and stuff to vote. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Ted Cruz leads in another poll. Marist College has Cruz leading this Allred guy, the congressman out of Dallas, Colin Allred, by 6 percentage points among registered voters. That's not likely voters. What's interesting about that is registered voters usually favors the Democrat more than the Republican, yes, even in Texas. And interestingly, Cruz leads among so-called independent voters by 8 points. That's meaningful. That's registered independent voters, not likely voters. 45% of residents have a favorable opinion of Cruz, while a majority of residents, 53%, haven't heard of Allred or unsure how to rate him. He's going to spend a lot of money, but problem is he's already come out saying he was going to be more moderate and bring Texans together, but it's already out, you know, anti-immigration reform, border wall, anti-gun rights, and he's big. I've seen his ads on online streaming for abortion. You know, we got to have all these people abort themselves. We got to do this. Interestingly, this same poll shows Trump having an 11-point lead over Biden among just registered voters. Independents, Trump's 56% to Biden's 41%. In a three-candidate race that included this Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I don't know why he excites some people. You just don't realize what an absolute lib he is. He just named as his vice presidential woman this woman who funds the open border stuff and all the other leftists, the worst of the leftists, just like George Soros. He doesn't have, by the way, Kennedy does not have ballot status in Texas. But if you had a three-way race, it's Trump 48, Biden 36, and Kennedy 15. So it's very clear that Kennedy takes the most votes away from another liberal Democrat. By the way, Ted Cruz announced some more endorsements in these primaries, in these runoffs this week. In House District 1, he's endorsed, and these are state representative races, Chris Spencer in HD1, Andy Hopper in HD64, and Cheryl Bean in HD97, that from Ted Cruz. Then there have been a lot of stories about this North Texas man who changed his name to literally anybody else and running for president. He ain't on the Texas ballot yet, he ain't qualified. He's a 7th grade math teacher and an Army veteran, 35-year-old in Birdville ISD. Let me tell you what I think of that. Media thinks this is funny. I think it's a disgusting mockery of the elections process. I just do. I think it's dumb. I think vanity candidates are among the worst people there are. They run for their name or whatever. They just want to see their name on the ballot. I think they just waste everybody's time in what is a very important thing. Well, Robert, it's free speech. Yeah. If people don't want any of the above, they can vote for somebody else. He's not going to gain any traction. You say, well, it does give voters a choice. Yeah, okay. If he got together with a bunch of people and they could raise, you know, $200 million nationally and have a campaign about it, then maybe we're talking about speech. Look, be honest. This is vanity. It's purely a vanity candidacy, and it's not something to applaud. Switching to our border stack, another caravan of over 2,000 set out from Chiapas on Mexico's southern border, headed this way, and they moved with Mexican police forces escorting them. It says in the Breitbart story that while their goal is to reach Texas border with prior caravans, once they reach Mexico City, they routinely disband and then board passenger buses and other vehicles to continue the journey. Former top ICE official sides with Abbott over Biden in the ongoing border battle. Thomas Homan, who was ICE's enforcement and removal operations head under Obama and acting ICE director under Trump, told Fox News that the feud between Abbott and the administration, he says, I've seen six different administrations. I've seen policies come and go. I see policies that fail and policies that work. But as far as what Governor Abbott's doing, I'm 100% behind him. He said the Biden administration, if the Biden administration worked with Texas, it would benefit both sides, but they won't. He dismissed the claim that Texas is interfering with federal enforcement. I would say interfering with what enforcement? What are they interfering with? Exactly. He said Texas is right to take actions. He believes the federal government's not when they're not stepping up. I truly believe if the federal government's going to abdicate their responsibility to secure the border and protect Texas, then Texas has to do it. And what we've got to remember is Texas isn't only protecting citizens of Texas. 98% of the people aren't staying in Texas. They're going all over the country. So Abbott's protecting the whole country. He says, look, the feds can do a good job. He said Border Patrol's good at what they do when they're allowed to do it. We proved that under the Trump administration. Since from day one, it's been political. They've tried to tear down anything associated with Trump, and that's why we find ourselves in this position. That is exactly true. By the way, there's another one of these Democrat state reps out there appearing on TV and stuff telling everybody. It's Armando Wally, a far leftist out of Houston. They're saying that all his constituents are scared and they're all confused. You notice they say that on every single issue. Voter ID, you take any issue. Their minority constituents are scared and confused. Once again, what it tells you, first of all, it's bull. Sure, there are a few people out there because they hear this rhetoric and they get scared. But they're, look, that's going to be true no matter what. Oh, the weather changed in a hurry. It went from warm to cold. They're scared and confused. These people trot this out all the time, and it's just more evidence of what they actually, on the left, the Democrats, think of minorities. They always make it appear that their people are too stupid to understand what's going on and consume the news like anybody else. Isn't that funny? And yet the left keeps giving them the vote. A blessed Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and the greatest of all Easter Sunday to you all, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow with a special Good Friday edition of Proud on Texas. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Proud on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.